When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
You just need to face your fears, okay?
Please, Look. Mac. The flight from LA to Vancouver is easy. It's short.
How big's the plane?
A normal size.
I just want you to...
Average size plane.
Okay.
Two rows.
Whatever size makes you feel more comfortable, Mac, that's the size that it is.
Listen, I'm going to go, especially if there's trading cards involved. But
what if I told you your HP goes up every time you get on a plane, Mac?
What if I told you I have doubloons?
What if I told you you
have doubloons waiting?
I have doubloons.
They literally call me every day to change my blood work based on what I got in the morning. To change my shots. So depending on what they read in the hormones, they like change your levels of shots and stuff like that.
And they call you to tell you every day?
Yeah, every day.
Wow.
Even though it is such precision science, it's just like, it's so witchy, you know? You know, it's like it's so mystical. And then today they're like, I'm triggering tonight. But I have to trigger at an exact time.
Trigger?
Yeah, I have to trigger my eggs to come out. This is like the final step. I shoot this thing called Novarel into my ass. And
so
I, not my whole, it. I'm sorry, again, the first 5 minutes.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Do you want Ashley to talk about
be able shooting to stuff into my
in the first 5 minutes?
Yes, thank you. Jesus. But yeah, I'll shoot this thing into my butt and... it has to be at a certain time, and then my surgery will be exactly 36 hours after the shot.
Wow.
So I have to do it at the specific time.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
You have to go under for your surgery?
Yeah, it's called twilight anesthesia. You don't need like a breathing tube, but you're under.
Okay.
Not a fan of anesthesia, I gotta say. I've met a number of anesthesiologists, and those guys are kind of weird. No offense, anesthesiologists, but you guys know. You know who
kinda
you are.
Kind of weird how?
They're like kind of like druggy. Like they're really
they
into
literally
that. That's
do
what
drugs.
They're. Yeah, they literally are like druggists, and they, yeah. So like they're always like a little like
druggist.
They're like kind of loopy.
Okay.
Anyway. It's a whole other week, and I still haven't gotten my eggs out. Crazy.
Well, it's just, you're just a late bloomer.
I'm
we
a late bloomer.
We covered this on the last episode.
Here, wait, let me put on a hat.
Oh, there you go.
So, like, I feel very blessed as a queer woman that this conversation is so expected in your relationship of,
oh,
are we going to have kids? Who's going to carry? What's going to blah, blah, blah? What's it like in a straight relationship when... I feel like, obviously, it's
they definitely
not assumed.
Talk about kids, because I've had a few friends that have gone through breakups because of that.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking if I was a straight woman and I had a boyfriend,
mm-hmm,
and I didn't want to have kids, I would feel incredibly guilty. That's
yeah.
what I think
oh,
is,
yes.
like,
yeah.
I'm thinking. And so
yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank God I'm queer,
mm-hmm,
because I can have this conversation, and it's expected to have this conversation, and
right.
also expected. Nothing is expected of either partner, I guess.
And in society at large, if you're a woman in a relationship with a man and you don't want to have kids, there are a lot more assumptions made and questions about, like, what's wrong with you, or you only say that now, you're going to change your mind, you're going to regret it. There's all this pressure put on women and people in general, but especially on women, to, like, want to have kids, and that there's something missing, or you have some sort of deficit if you don't have that desire. Whereas in a queer relationship, if you decide to not have kids, I feel like there would be a percentage of that group of people that would judge the straight woman. I feel like there would be a percentage of that group that would assume, oh, it's not that you're not having kids because you don't want to, it's that you're not having kids because... you're gay, or I think there's
inherent, like, homophobic benefits in that, where people are like, I don't even know how to talk to this person, so I'm not even going to bring this up.
That's exactly
like,
I don't know. Or even a homophobic, like, assumption that, like, oh, well, yeah, like, good thing that you don't want kids because lesbos.
I was talking to this girl and she told her dad that she definitely wants to have kids and she's bisexual, and her dad just assumed that meant that she was going to end up with a man. And he was like, I thought that was all resolved. As if your bisexuality is something to be resolved, as if there's like an end point. But like, I just thought that that was really, that was kind of, I was like, oh damn, this guy's like so stupid.
That was so funny. What a dummy.
I mean, he is. He's a dummy. The guy's the guy's a fucking doctor. He should know.
Funny. Ew, like, really? That's a doctor. That's sad.
Homophobia is everywhere.
I know, but you just don't. You
in
just
the medical
wish.
Field?
You just wish.
I had a really funny moment with an ally the other night. Jen took me to her friend's, like one of her close friends' housewarming party. Fucking hit it off with the boys. Jen's guy friends from high school.
You're just one of the boys, man.
Oh my God. Fucking hit it off with the boys. Then I was talking to one of the boys and he was like, so I'm like, I love bachelor stuff, like Bachelor Nation, like that kind of thing. And I've done a number of like bachelor podcasts. And he saw me on one and he was like, he thought this one guy from Bachelor Nation was gay. And he was like, so what do you think of so-and-so? Like, don't you think he's gay? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, why do you think that? And then he was like talking about why this guy was hammered, by the way. He's drunk. And he was talking about why he thought this guy was gay. And I was like, oh man, I hadn't thought about it. And then he sort of like pulled back and he was like, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. And I was like, why? And then it took me like a full hour to realize he thought that he was being homophobic. And he was like deeply apologetic to me.
Like,
he was like, I'm so sorry that
I
thought this. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. He was so upset. He really thought that he had done something homophobic and was just so, and I was like, no, bro, I think everybody's gay. Tell me why do you think he's gay? You are preaching to the choir right now. Tell me, I am always down to hear why you think somebody's gay.
That's so good.
That's like allyship 101. No, but in still thinking about what Mac was saying about having the conversation around kids, having it in a straight passing or straight relationship versus having it in a queer relationship, I think there's the added layer of, like, Ashley, on last episode, you were talking about how you feel a responsibility to carry, to, like, take that burden off of Jen because of her, you know, all the reasons you talked about last week.
And her hot little bod.
Yes,
say
primarily.
Say what you're thinking.
You just don't, you don't want to change her hot little bod. She has a hot little bod and you don't know
what
a little
baby
would do.
She's so small. She's
to it.
Physically very tiny. She can't help that.
Yeah. But there's a sense of like, oh, there's recognition of the burden of pregnancy and childbearing. And that often goes undiscussed in straight relationships because the guy can't do it, right? Unless you're in a trans relationship and all of that. And then on top of that, where I feel like that could be implemented into a straight relationship is like the burden of the child rearing.
Rearing?
Like the raising of the child.
Oh.
Right? And again, I also feel like that conversation maybe kind of naturally comes leads after in a queer relationship. You're talking about who's going to carry, what yeah. process do you want to go through, donor information, or surrogacy, whatever, all of those different pieces.
Yeah.
I feel like naturally the conversation also then goes into expectations around mm-hmm. child rearing and responsibilities. Whereas again, in a straight relationship, that's just assumed for the most part. I yeah. hope that's changing.
Yeah. It's like what we were saying last episode about like the societal view of pregnancy. Like when I think of pregnancy in our society, I'm like, oh yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Like somebody gets pregnant, congratulations, they're going to have a baby. And then you just don't think about it. Whereas if it was yourself, it's like, it's terrifying. It's lots of conversations that you need to have or aren't having potentially if you don't have a partner that's having those conversations with you. Like, it just feels so different. And I, like, I'm saying this to say I agree with what you're saying. Because when I think about other people being pregnant, I don't think of it as a big deal.
Well, why would you pursue, like, mommy blogs if you don't need to read them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not, like, the community is so isolated. I was thinking about this a lot in, like, thinking about, like, oh, how much do I want to talk about my egg freezing thing? And I was like, oh, I really want to talk about this because, like, I have no, like, I probably have above average level of knowledge about this. And I still have never heard anybody talk about this. So it's like, you know, like, that's one of the reasons why I decided to share. But, like, why would you... It's so isolating. It's such an isolated experience. Like, I can't even imagine for people who are, like, struggling to get pregnant. Like, that is such an isolating experience. And, you know, why would you pay attention to that if you, like, don't... You're like, oh, I'm going to do that. It's seen as such a transient thing.
Yeah, you're like, right.
But the reality is, like, if that girl who studied abroad in Barcelona for 6 months is going to talk about it nonstop, how could you not talk about the thing that you're potentially going to be locked into for several years of your life? Like, you are pregnant for several years of your life if you're having two kids, you know? So it's like, it's really crazy.
Yeah. Dude, and like, absolutely. I know I'm not going to have kids and my girlfriend shouldn't carry. She's like, she's a gen. She shouldn't carry.
She's very small.
Itty so bitty like, hot little bod.
Yeah, if if we did adopt.
No, I feel you, bro. No, I feel you, bro.
I totally, bro. I mean,
like father, like son.
Yeah. But if we were gonna adopt, then sure we would adopt. But like, if Mattia got pregnant, I'm pregnant too. You know what I mean? Like, that's my baby too. Yes. Like, I'm gonna be. If we're not in the same state, we'll be in the same state. Like. I am going to be her right wing.
Jen's tits are huge right now. And I don't know if like she's having sympathy. She's having sympathy.
Sympathy tit.
This is okay. But like I'm bloated. My tits are huge. Like my, I'm just like really bloated. I'm like carrying weight differently. It's, and I wonder if she's getting any sympathy sort of sympathy hormones.
You do hear about people with breasts having like sympathy lactation sometimes around babies. You do hear about that
are
or
you
like
serious?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
around babies in general, around just their
sometimes like, around like you'll hear about somebody who's
a
like
baby
let's say recently
and
had a baby. Exactly. Hearing a baby crying and you start lactating. Or like surrogacy breastfeeding.
Like anyone can do that. Like I like technically I could stand next to a baby and a mother.
I mean probably technically, but I think it's probably unlikely.
Yeah.
It's just
I
another
think...
reason to stay away from kids.
It just makes sense. Like all other many other mammals have and animals have periods of time where they're all in heat. They're all like of course there's like something in the air
do
that's
it
like
together.
Yeah, do it together. Well,
and this again going back to like being in a straight relationship, I think about where you're saying it's so isolating. I almost feel like it would be more isolating on both partners' part in a straight relationship because as the woman or the person who's carrying the baby, you have the isolating experience of being pregnant that your partner doesn't have and in most cases can't have. And then on the other side of it, there's the isolating experience of not being able to know what your partner is going through.
Yeah, I really want to do both. I'm like, I know Jen wants to get pregnant. So I'm really excited to do both because the jokes are just going to be out of control. Like I'm going to have so many fucking jokes, dude.
The jokes.
The content.
Yeah.
The content.
I feel like unless something were to happen let's say I wanted to have two kids. I feel like unless something were to happen during the first pregnancy or birth that was like traumatic and was like, this isn't going to happen for me again, I feel like I would carry both times. But I also know, oh my God, I know for a fact that my partner would be like, Mac, how you're saying if Mattia was pregnant, it's my baby. Like, mm-hmm. I can just imagine my partner beside me in pregnancy, and it, like, it would be her pregnancy too.
For you know? Sure. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
That's so true. It does part of you kind of, like, want to experience the pregnancy for that reason?
Yeah, well, like, that's the part, that's the part that, like, doesn't feel terrifying, is, like, yeah. The, like, being pregnant and then, like, being held.
No. I am going to be such a bitch. I am going to be such a cunt. Oh, my God. I already feel so bad for Jen. Like, I've been so snippy on with this fucking estrogen. I've been so fucking snippy. I've been, like, kind of a whore. And I
but not
just,
a barren whore.
No.
No.
A fucking
most fertile
whore. I've already been like a little bit like I don't even want to tell you. They're so unnecessary. Just like little like
give
just
us
little
one.
Snips.
Give us one.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Okay, so do you ever like follow a recipe from Instagram?
And no.
Yes, but it's a pain because especially if it's like a video.
Yes. We've had that experience. So a couple times while we've been cooking, I taste because I'm like, I don't trust these Instagram bitches. No one ever tastes it. So we were trying this recipe and I didn't taste it during, and it did turn out to be a pretty shitty recipe. So cause Jen's a good cook. Mm-hmm. So I tasted it and I was like, yeah, this is bad. Literally after she had been slaving over the stove for 45 minutes. Yeah. And then I was like, oh no, I'm sorry. Oh no, I'm sorry. We can't
I'm
learn
sorry,
what recipes
you put
are
this inedible slop in front of me. What do you expect?
I know. So thankfully that wasn't the only thing we were eating that night. And the other thing was delicious. And you kind of have to try these recipes in order to like figure out who you like and who you don't like and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I felt so bad. And there's been a couple little things like that I've just been kind of like a little on edge. Yeah,
just speaking
so during
your mind,
pregnancy
you don't have that filter
be.
There
oh I'm gonna be such a bitch, dude. And in some ways I think she is the better partner to like, she's just so much more chill than I am, so like I do think she is actually the better dad, You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Because she lets things roll off of her. Whereas if she called my cooking bad, I'd be thinking about it for years.
Yep. No, what you're describing is like me and my partner too. So I'm like, okay, maybe this is the right choice. This is making more and more sense the more that we talk.
I don't want people to think that I criticize my girlfriend like that, like on a regular basis.
Oh, you didn't even. You're on that. Didn't estrogen. Even sound
estrogen.
Nobody thinks you're a bad partner. They just
I haven't come in like a week. Fertile, okay, ooh. My clit is mush.
We never really did get a descriptor of what that's.
I am Ashley Gavin. I am your father. My clit is mush.
Still.
Thank you for listening to the Chosen Family podcast.
My name's Elaine.
Do it. No, you'd fucking do it. Oop. You fucking do it.
Boop.
This soup is bad. You fucking do it.
And my name's Leah Joy. I'm your mom.
I'm Matt Jimmy. I'm your hot teenage brother.
Baby. We shouldn't fight in front of baby.
It's true.
So every week we gather around the family dinner table to talk about things. We are funny, and you should tell your friends about this podcast, okay?
Ooh, please. Ooh,
tell your friends.
Yeah, and you should rate and review, and you should share. And if you are on our Patreon, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast, you can submit a question, and we will answer it.
Yes.
And we love you more.
That's the only place.
And you are the favorite.
Questions. Also, we have bonus content over there.
Yes, we do. We don't talk about that enough.
We have 7 or 8 full-size bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. So if once a week isn't enough... sign up over on the Patreon. Does anybody have updates? Anything they want to share?
I went to IKEA for the first time.
Incredible update.
Ooh. Okay. Hold on. It was not what I expected.
No, I don't like it in there.
False marketing.
Excuse me?
I thought I was going to go inside. From the way that the lesbians talk about it, I thought I was going to walk in, be greeted with a smile and like a complimentary tape measure. And just like walk through and everything would be grouped together.
Okay.
No, I brought my own. So I didn't, it was fine. I like BYOT, but.
Mac walks in with a tool belt on.
I literally had a tape measure clipped on my belt.
Mouth tape on. Yes. Satchel of doubloons ready to go.
It's ready. Binoculars slung over her shoulder.
This is like my dream to like go out like in the woods like this. But anyway.
And you can do it. You can dream it, you can do it.
Okay, IKEA is like where, I thought it was going to be calm. It's like where the clubbing lesbians go during the day.
It's not calm.
It's not where the clubbing lesbians go for the day. But yes, for someone like you, Mac, it might be a little overstimulating. I could see that.
And also,
compared to New York City, IKEA is a dream. IKEA is wonderful.
Alone in my apartment, IKEA is the... seventh layer of hell.
Well, you guys are weak.
I hate it in there.
I love IKEA. Hacks.
Hey, hot take. I hate Costco.
Me too now.
I love
ever since
the
I
product,
moved here, I don't like it anymore.
I love when my girlfriend brings home stuff from Costco. Great value, great quality. I would like to never step foot in a Costco or IKEA ever again in my whole life.
Okay.
I enjoy Elena. IKEA. I enjoy Target. I enjoy, it's just fun. It's just a good time.
I have good family memories from Target, so.
Elena, you would like the Costco in Missouri. I loved my Missouri Costco. But, quiet, not busy,
right.
But still all the benefits of the product.
Okay.
I moved here,
okay.
Was so excited to go to Costco for the first time when I got here. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's a little bigger, like they probably have cooler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they have cooler
samples?
Globalization.
The other day, me and my girlfriend drove to Costco, and I couldn't go inside, and we left.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't deal with it that day.
Sometimes there's a lineup out the door.
Insane. It's so busy. You can't really drive a cart. There's people everywhere. Everybody's like pushing and
yeah.
You guys are weak.
Everything
you guys
is so
really
big.
No, you guys are weak. Yeah. Everything in there is so big. That's the whole fucking thing, Elena. You're not upset when your girlfriend comes home with like a fucking gallon of marshmallows, vegan marshmallows.
No, avocados. That's the Costco ticket item. Avocados.
You
oh
have
my
to
god!
Make the
Can
trip,
you order
though?
Them online?
You still have
There's
to go.
Nothing like a Costco avocado.
It's so huge.
No, they're huge. And like,
you seen the avocados on this?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I like IKEA. I like IKEA hacks. I like going on the internet.
Listen, the furniture itself, I like the furniture. Great. I got like, I'm looking at a shelf that I bought.
Shelves, IKEA.
It was easy to put together. I put it together in like 10 minutes. It's just, it's sturdy.
Yeah.
Love the product.
No qualm with the product.
The other thing I didn't like was it was cool to see the rooms. I didn't try the meatballs.
Okay.
It was cool to see the rooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to see, I had a list with a pencil.
Yeah.
And I need to see every product that they offer of that thing in one spot so I can look at them next to each other.
They kind of have that. Do that on the internet.
They kind of have that.
They can't have all of it out.
Bookshelves and everything.
So many things.
But I mean, that's how other stores do it. Instead of putting it in the rooms.
They don't have as wide an inventory. And the whole thing with IKEA that makes it so incredible is their shipping. They have like the products are so, everything is so compact, like the way that they ship everything.
Yeah.
So like they have to keep it all in the boxes for the inventory. They can't just have everything out like that.
No, I don't mean have everything out. I mean like have everything in the same area. So like as opposed to me going into four bedroom sets and seeing a dresser in each one of those bedroom sets, I wanted to see them all in the same area so that I could look at them next to each other.
My IKEA here does that.
Can I flip this for you? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You want to see them in the bedroom sets because you want the design inspo. Because what's amazing about IKEA is that it's so cheap, it's so easy to ship, and yet it actually looks really nice when they do a good job and they show you how you can decorate. Because most people can't decorate. Mm-hmm. Guys, okay, let me come out right now. I'm really into interior decorating.
Oh, we know this.
Totally called that.
And like antiquing and like floral arrangements and stuff like that.
Ashley, the first week on this podcast, you drew out a diagram of your bedroom and you were talking about what
and
you were going to put where.
And it's almost fixed. Okay. But now I'm like, because Jen's fully moved in and we've like put a little more time into actually going, you know, and being fruitful with these designs that I've put into place. And I have like, I fixed my first dresser and I like, I had something shipped from like a place that I found on the road. I don't know. I just, and I like my IKEA, my Pinterest board is like way more active. I feel like I have a real hobby now and I've never really had a hobby as
we started with flower bouquets and now we're here.
Yeah. I think I'm like fully in this like weird little, you know, design. Like,
that's exciting.
I feel like I would have had a better time at IKEA if I went with you.
Oh, probably.
You know what? I'm here to say I am good at it. I'm not a professional.
I believe you.
But it's a hobby that I am good at.
I believe that.
And I can't wait till I'm done and I can show people what everything looks like on the internet.
Yeah. And then you'll
but
send
it's taking
pictures.
Time. Yeah. I'll send some pictures. But I keep getting compliments now. Everyone's coming in and being like, oh, it looks so nice. So I would love to.
Can you send us pictures of what it looks like now? Like not necessarily now, but just like after this.
I don't know what your apartment looks like at all.
I'll send it to you.
Just know the poster, the really nice
that
poster.
Corner is so good.
That's all I know.
That corner is so good.
It's really good.
The one poster.
It's really good.
I'll never forget.
No, there's also some a book and two little nice lamps and a nice plant. So, I don't know. That's kind of an update. I've gotten really into it. And, like, I watched a YouTube video on floral arrangement yesterday. That is something I would
this
never,
is a hobby. You
ever
have a
do.
Hobby.
I have a hobby.
Woo!
Thank you, patrons.
Dad's got a hobby. It's so healthy. That's so healthy.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I have.
Do you have a
my
hobby,
update.
Elena?
Sorry?
You have a hobby?
Climbing. Probably would be my hobby. Climbing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've cycled through every hobby in the book. I go through.
I feel
like
that happens when you don't realize you're gay.
Oh.
Just trying to stay distracted.
Just trying to figure out like, what you're like, why don't I feel comfortable with my personality? I should try all these different personalities on and figure out who I am.
Interesting.
Elena is resonating with that.
Wait, bro. Because I haven't cycled through a hobby since I came out.
There you go.
I found climbing and I have, this is the longest I've I know ever I'm stuck a genius. With a hobby.
I am the most underrated podcast host. I am so underrated.
Yeah, underrated. I think you're pretty well rated.
You have two award-winning podcasts.
There's a contingency of people out there who don't realize the value of my work.
Fuck off.
Well, we don't hear from
Thank
them.
Thank you, Mac.
I've never heard any of them.
Oh,
say
I've heard from them.
They're really quiet, so they're just like not really around.
Okay.
You gotta really climbing, go looking for them.
Elena, yeah. Airbnbs in Canada are dirt cheap.
Come to Canada.
You know that?
That's because the economy is collapsing. Their dollar isn't worth anything.
I don't care. Their Airbnbs are cheap. Ashley, whenever you're free, we should all go to Canada.
Please come. And I'll take you climbing. Okay.
I have a question.
Oh.
Can I drive there? Genuinely. Like.
Yes.
I can drive there.
Yes.
Ashley has something to say.
You can.
Nope. No, I don't have anything to say.
Well, maybe I won't think that's because a if I go on a plane, I can get a trading card.
If it takes you going up to the pilot trading
a
doubloon.
You literally meant like drive from LA to here?
What a massive waste of time.
Oh no, sorry. I thought you were asking like if your driver's license is valid here. Don't drive to here.
Such a waste of time, Mac.
You can drive when you get here. Don't drive here.
You just need to face your fears, okay?
Please, Mac. The flight from LA to Vancouver is easy. It's short. It's quick.
How big's the plane?
A normal size.
I just want you to
average size plane.
Okay.
Two rows.
Whatever size makes you feel more comfortable, Mac, that's the size that it is.
It's a good size. It's a dependable size. No, I'm with you, Mac. I get it. I get it about the size of the plane.
I hope you know that I look at the plane and what kind of plane it is before I get on any flight, so I'll know if it's not the size that I'm hoping it is.
You need to stop doing that, and you need to just jump in.
I do it too. No,
listen, I'm going to go, especially if there's trading cards involved, but I will know about it before.
What if I told you your HP goes up every time you get on a plane, Mac?
What if I told you I'd have doubloons?
What if I told you you'd
have
doubloons
waiting?
I have doubloons.
What if I gamify this for you? What if I build an app that tells you your resting heart rate? What if I told you I built an app that tells you your resting heart rate goes down a little bit every time that you take a flight?
I would be interested in that.
Yeah,
resting
that's
heart
what I'm
rate
talking
down,
about.
Recovery time down, endurance up.
Yep.
HP up.
If I thought I was like doing it for something that was gonna,
how about like if, saving like, you 3 days of travel off your fucking
with
life?
Your mother.
What?
Wow.
Me. Oh,
I thought you meant my literal mom.
No,
I was like, oh.
Well, that too, because you could probably fly go see her.
I do
no,
feel.
But, I mean, I literally was looking at Airbnbs, like. I'm down to like find a time.
It's not. Well,
have you like looked at the Delta system though? It is very gamified and it's super addicting.
I haven't. I think
you
I've
should.
Flown Delta one time in my entire life.
Well, I'm a Delta girly. I've been Diamond for 2 years now. Okay. I get upgrades on everything. Should we take a question?
Does anyone have anything else they would like to say before we?
Well, I was going to say, I have just a thing that I thought that you are probably, at first you're going to be mad at me, but then you're going to be proud of me.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Please don't tell me
you
took that social media.
Are you sure you
want
to say this week?
Yeah, because you're going to be mad and then you're going to be proud.
I'm full of eggs, Elena. Estrogen.
Yeah.
No, and I can say it quick because I am proud, and I'm gonna ride this wave, and I'm determined.
I will wait till the end. I won't get mad. I'll just seethe.
Okay. Okay.
You might maybe mute your mic, actually.
So the long and short of it is that I signed up for a a weekend training it's like a workshop for
what?
Work and for school. I've signed
what
up.
Is it? What is it?
It's a therapeutic modality that I was curious about, and then there was a training available, so I signed up for this workshop.
Okay.
Sounds very useful.
Right. And in my thinking, I was like, I signed up for this like a couple months ago, because I was like, school is just going to be starting. Ashley?
No, I'm
listening.
Ashley, so good. So good,
I don't think this is so bad so far.
It's not. This is what I'm saying. It's just a little thing, but I'm still proud. So I signed up months ago. I was like, school's just going to be starting. It's not going to be too intense yet. This is perfect. I'll have capacity. It'll be great. I want to go to this training. So I went to day one, and I was exhausted and miserable because even though school has just started, I'm exhausted already. It's a lot, and my weekends are the only light in this darkness. No, just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
No, really, I'm enjoying school. I'm enjoying class.
I'm supposed to be angry right now? I'm like very concerned.
No. No, things are good. I'm actually enjoying classes. Things are good. It is just, it's a lot, right? So I look forward to the weekend when I can rest.
Yeah.
So I signed up for
this
weekend.
The only light in the darkness. I heard you. Yeah.
We heard you.
And I went to day one.
An oasis in a never-ending desert. I understand.
And I was
an island
tired.
On an endless sea of storms. Got it.
And I was miserable. And it was desert and darkness all around. And so I thought, you know what? I keep telling anybody that will listen about how busy I am, how overwhelmed I am, how tired I am, how I have too much on my plate.
Anyone who will listen. The barista at Starbucks.
Yes.
You didn't even order a drink, ma'am. What do you...
Ma'am, I said you can use the bathroom. It's down the hallway.
And so... why am I doing this? Like, why am I signing up for extra stuff? Why am I doing this? And so I didn't go to the second day.
Elena, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I didn't go.
That's huge.
This is amazing.
It really felt like...
Did you enjoy your day?
Yes. So much. And the whole time I kept thinking, I could be sitting in a conference room right now. Like, and I'm not. I made a choice. I checked in. I thought, like, I knew that the only reason I would have gone back would be because I said I would. Because I said I would, because people are expecting me to. If I would go back, it wouldn't be for me. And so I didn't.
Blech. That's amazing, Elena. I'm really
Thanks.
Proud of you.
This is so great.
Thank you. So I'm going to continue that momentum, and I'm going to... like the practice has been like, oh, I need to say no to stuff, but I somehow made it okay that I'm still going to add extra stuff. Like, this isn't even like I had to say no to it.
Enjoy your fucking weekend, dude.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
That's great.
Blip.
Blip.
And now I just feel like blip.
That's adorable.
So that's my update. I thought you guys would be proud.
Incredible update. Very proud of you.
And that's amazing. Now look at me in these recordings. I'm like, I feel like I have energy. I'm having fun.
You know, when you got on the call, I was like, Elena looks full of life.
Oh, thank you. And I'm not even on estrogen. I'm on having a weekend.
Maddie made this really funny comment the other day on the other pod that Champy named, but is just so excellent. Was saying, excuse me?
Sorry, I was trying to think of a new way to insult the podcast instead of just like pretending I've never heard of it. So now I thought, okay, maybe we could make fun of like quality.
We had this woman on named Jonica.
Elena misses one conference. And yeah. Just comes back and just thinks she can roast everyone.
Swinging.
Come back swinging.
No. It's been really, I actually feel like the last like 5-6 episodes have been really, really strong.
You have incredible guests.
I know. I'm about to say we have Jonica Booth from HBO Max's Rap Shit, which is a very popular show that I didn't really know much about. But then I was like, I have to watch this because she's like, yeah. So funny. And it's executive produced by Issa Rae. So it's just like, it was so fun. And I like just hit it off with her immediately. And I think she's going to open for me when I go back to LA.
Cool.
So yeah, it was just so fun. But Maddie was saying like, I'm not on T, I'm on E, I'm on estrogen, but I'm like super cis right now. I'm like a woman on estrogen.
Super cis.
I'm like the most cis I can be.
Super cis.
Yeah, I'm just like so cis. Oh, I'm so cis right now. And that's the opposite. I'm so cis right now. I'm so cis. But yeah. I'm just like, I'm all
You're just
I'm all
full
booby
sis.
And
booby and eggy,
snippy and yeah, eggy and yeah,
glowy.
Yeah, and glowing.
Dude, when we record in person, it's gonna be fucking crazy. Like all three
of
us.
It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be so fucking crazy.
Well, now you can come to Canada. You can actually do it, Mac.
I know.
Do you want to pick a question today?
Yeah, you fucking do something, Mac. Mac, can we put you on merch for real? Like, I was thinking about this, yeah. Okay? Real talk, dad to son.
Okay, fuck you guys. Elena, I wish you would have done this over winter break.
Elena and I, like, have our set responsibilities, and you need to be doing something, and something that is not getting done is merch, okay?
Ashley
we
just got
don't
serious.
Have time, and the yeah. people want it, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and it's I true. Could be selling this live at shows, and that would make us a good amount of money, and it would mm-hmm. be helpful for this podcast.
That's a good idea.
And the people want to buy it. So, Mac, will you just, like, find a designer and make merch, and then I
well,
have
Elena
a merch
said
seller?
She had a designer. Is that, am I making
it's
that
not
up?
Happening.
We talked about it months ago.
It's not, Mac, it's not happening because Elena is too busy. So you get the contact info from Elena and you set this up, okay?
Yeah, I'm saying I'll get it from Elena, but I'd rather work with somebody that you guys have already worked with because, like, I'm the
I
only
have
one
a
here
seller.
That hasn't done merch. So,
she's
like,
got
I don't
a designer, so just, like,
fuck it
can
up.
You just do it? But also, like, I believe in you. Can you, like, find a designer, please? Like, you are capable of doing this. You do, this is the most up your alley. You do these fit things. You make fitspo. You know what's trendy. Come on.
Yeah, you know what's trendy.
I'm
you could make,
down.
You could know what looks good.
You have to do it yourself, bud.
You
Here,
guys want
I'm
me to
sending
find
you
a designer?
The contact
yeah.
info.
Yes, do everything.
Guys, that makes me so nervous.
Here.
It doesn't
if
even
Elena,
matter.
If
people
Elena
are gonna buy
sends
it.
Me... If Elena sends, okay, thank you. That makes me feel like I'm down to like do it, but finding the person sketches me out because I've never like worked with somebody like that before.
Come on, Mac, you can do it. Am I being too harsh? Sorry, it's the estrogen.
No, I just don't want to fuck
no,
it up, guys,
because
I've never done merch
before. No, it's kind of necessary
because
it's like we've been doing this now for over a year and we don't have merch. And people, yeah, they do
and
want
it. And it feels like Mac's fault. I'm not going to lie.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make facial expressions in solidarity with Mac, but I'm not going to verbally disagree.
Ah! Oh, shit! Oh, my God. Remember how last time I was like, this is the hottest take Elena's ever made? That was the fucking hottest take Elena's ever... No, Mac, are you okay? Oh,
I'm okay.
Oh.
I just don't want to fuck it up, guys.
No, you're
no,
not
no,
going to
fuck
it
up.
You're not going to fuck it up.
No, no. Okay. There's then nothing I'm to fine. Fuck up.
Like, sorry, sometimes I ride this line between motivational coach and bitch, and, like, they're really... the line between motivational coach and bitch is razor thin. I don't
razor
think people know
and
that.
Different for every person that
especially
you're motivating.
Especially for a New Yorker.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, here, let me change it. I'm not going to say who... But I feel that one of us does have the time to do merch. And
I really wish this would have been a thing over winter break because now I'm in school. And so I actually like have much less time, but it's fine.
This is really all you have to do because
some
I sent you the contact.
Life.
I sent you the contact
you
information.
I can do this. I have the contact info.
Okay. If you just message and explain what we're looking for.
And Mac,
ask
I have
person.
A seller. I have like an online
exactly.
talked
Ashley
about him thing.
The, yes.
I got that.
So all we need are the designs. So if you send the
Danny, can
person-
you cut this up in a way that makes us feel more friendly than attacking? Thank you.
Well, but leave a little bit of the attacking because it was kind of fun.
Leave I that Elena said that so that the audience doesn't hate me.
Okay, let me look for
leave
a question
Leave the part where Ashley like super attacks Mac and cut any parts where I agree with her.
Elena, I love this side of you. I'm not joking. I love this.
I'm having fun.
I love like when a femme like gets a little mean.
You've said that.
You have said that exact word for word on the pod before.
Oh, and I like when you make that face.
Oh, thank you, Elena.
Oh.
What's going on, Mac? Do we need to find a question? There's a lot on Mac's plate right now. Maybe we need to find a question.
Okay, I'm
no,
no,
no. I'm linking. I just had to download Discord.
I had to get on Discord, actually.
We are at the end. We are at the end of the episode, you guys.
One moment.
Actually, I actually have to download Discord, actually.
Oh, my apologies.
My apologies.
I'm wanting to swear on my end. And the most recent question that has been asked is...
What?
How do I get comfortable with getting sexually involved with women when I have a lot of internalized homophobia from religion and shame for even wanting to explore?
Wow.
I feel so much shame to the point where I shut down and feel very guilty for wanting to even do anything. it's getting very frustrating because all I want to do is have fun and there's this block that's in the way and it's painful.
Wow, that is a great question. And thank you for being so vulnerable. That's a lovely question.
That is so tough.
I am going to defer because I have been fingering women since I was 14. So however much guilt and shame I had, it did not prevent me from just absolutely dripping all the time for girls and going after it. Go on.
Yeah, I'm right there with Ashley, actually. The desire to drip for girls was more than the religious.
The desire was way outweighed the, yeah.
Yeah, okay, let me just, I'm scanning the question again just to make sure I understand it.
Very therapy of you, Elena.
So much shame to the point where I shut down and feel very guilty for wanting to even do. Yeah, so okay, start small. Maybe start with other areas of your life where you feel shame and guilt and see if you can kind of titrate, you know, build your capacity by starting with those smaller pieces.
What was that word?
Titrate.
What does that mean?
Titrate is like change the dose or change the amount in small increments to find the right
balance. That was the
first
time I've ever seen Ashley not know the definition of a word because she's so smart. That was really
so much.
Smart, big brain. So
I read.
Smart, big universe.
And she said,
brain.
She went, what was that word?
I like to learn.
Your kids are going to be so smart.
I know. They're going to be so fucking smart,
dude. They're
going to
be so fucking smart.
It's just such a deep. That is a question that can't really fully be addressed on a podcast. That is a question that needs to be addressed in therapy with a therapist who is competent in doing past work like that. Like I would say stay away from CBT. I mean, you could, but it's not really going to address the underlying shame and guilt piece. Because I don't know if this is helpful or not, but something that helped me was understanding the difference between guilt and shame, because you mentioned both.
Mm.
Guilt is the understanding, the feeling that you've done something wrong. I did something wrong, so I feel guilty. Shame is I am something wrong. I am bad.
Bro.
Shame is like an internalization of guilt where you now believe it like says something deeper about you. So
yeah.
Addressing
like guilt
shame
is like a feeling, shame is like an identity kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Guilt is I did something bad, shame is I am bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, also, I think this doesn't relate directly to
shame.
The sex stuff, but as
I
far as like religion from shame or shame from religion.
Ashley's having a crisis.
I thought I was having guilt issues, but it turns out I have shame.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no.
It goes, no, it's okay.
It goes deep.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
I figured, but I
look
thought
at her
I'd
face.
Ask
Do you
anyway.
Think she wants to talk about it right now? Okay, Mac, what were you going to say?
As far as like the religion piece and feeling shame, it was really helpful for me when I was a lot younger to like actually find. There are a lot of accounts on different social media platforms, and this is a time when I think a parasocial relationship is great. If you can't find something in your religion in person, like a church that's accepting, and I'm not saying you have to continue pursuing your religion, but it was helpful for me, despite not pursuing my religion, to discover different voices in that religion. So to discover people that are telling you that it's okay that you're gay and it's not a sin, because it is okay and it is not a sin. And like, even if you don't subscribe to that religion still, or you're getting away from that religion, or maybe you are still subscribed to that religion, it's helpful to understand that people that are bigoted or homophobic in the religion don't speak for the religion most of the time. I think that when you get to the root of it a lot of the time, you just discover that like it's a mistranslation of text or a misrepresentation of what the religion is.
A politicized reading of the text.
Have you guys heard of that that documentary? The mistranslation that changed a culture or something?
Yeah.
1946?
Dude, 1946? When my mom found out about the mistranslations of the Bible, like by the Catholic Church, she was fucking pissed. She was so pissed. Because my mom has done, like, a lot of self-reflection, and, like, she raised us in the church and everything, and she gets so pissed about it now because she's like, I wish I'd known that I was being manipulated and blah, 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 and all this stuff, and I love my mom.
It's just so funny because, like, in order for her to really do her thing, she'd really have to know Latin, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like it's been translated so many fucking times, and, like,
Yeah.
That's such a great answer, Mac. I mean, I don't know if this is helpful for people, but I had a lot of guilt around sex as a younger person, but more just feeling like shame after sex. And I talked about it in therapy, and it was not easy for me to say to my ancient therapist, who I had known since I was a child, like, hey, I have sex with this woman and then I feel like weird after. Mm-hmm. And it really only took, like, mine was so much less than this person's describing, but like, it really was like pretty effective, pretty fast, just to talk about it and like kind of talk it out and like hear someone say that that's normal and like, you don't have to be feeling that way. And to sort of like identify what it is that, that when I have that feeling, to be like, oh, that's that creeping sensation of shame, guilt. Like that doesn't have to be there.
Shame thrives in silence. Right.
Yeah.
So like that is the antidote really to shame, is to talk about it, to voice it, to put it out there.
Honestly, just hit me up every time you have like a sexual win and I'll give you a thumbs up in the DM.
Okay. There we go. In the Discord.
Yeah.
Let us
seriously.
Know every time.
Seriously.
That's so funny.
I'm not even joking. If I knew that that was going to help somebody, I'd be like, yeah, just let me know that you like fingered a girl and I'll give you like a high five emoji.
But then,
dude,
and that being
I'm gonna
said,
do that.
Start
Are you
small.
Kidding me?
Start small.
Yeah, kiss a girl, and then I'll give you that.
I mean, I think that's
also,
as
I
good
sound
as
like
an
a pervert.
Answer.
I sound like I just want people to DM me their sexual experience. I apologize.
I think that that's. I think we get, that was a good answer. If you want, if you feel comfortable, seek out religious figures or religious accounts that support you. You know, shame breeds and lives in silence.
Yeah.
So talk about your experience and then start small. I think that's a good, yeah.
And I just want to reiterate, like, you don't have to be continually subscribing to the religion.
No.
And like seeking out this rebuttal for what you've been told isn't a reflection of you wanting to continue to be subscribed if you don't. It's just, if this is something that is stressing you out and causing you so much strife, you're essentially fighting fire with fire in like this same realm.
Yep.
If the religious thing is the piece that is making you feel this way, then find a religious solution to it so that you can close that chapter and move on. Like, it doesn't have to be something that you continue to believe or like continue to subscribe to, or it was just useful for me in way.
That's I remember not too long ago I was watching a documentary or something and hearing a pastor talk openly about, except they were speaking with a queer person who had experienced a lot of pain and hurt in their childhood church, and you know, just saying a lot of affirming and welcoming, validating things. And me, someone who's far removed from religion at this point, it like hit me.
I like watching those, honestly, because like, even though I'm past that and I don't feel shame around it anymore, it's still nice to hear, because you still hear the other stuff, like the bad stuff from that religion. It pops up every now and then. So it's like, when the good stuff pops up, I like to also hear that. It's just balance.
That's a good suggestion. Good job.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, I think it
good
might even
us.
Come back to that like whole thing. You need 5 positive interactions to negate one negative interaction.
Yeah. So true. That's
absolutely
a good point.
I think like it's good to have, you know, some positive interactions to make up for all those negative ones in this space.
So true, guys. So valid. So slay.
True.
What did we have
great
for dinner?
Because
we forgot to say that on the last one. Oh. And it should have been eggs on the last one.
Absolutely. It should have been eggs. This time.
Ooh.
I shamed Mac over and over again.
Yeah, I think you guys force fed me a
something
t-shirt.
Healthy.
Feeding
a
tube.
A merch t-shirt.
I was gonna say we've made you eat your vegetables. How about that?
Yeah,
made
I like
me.
That.
Hold on, you. Made me.
Yes, absolutely make you.
I love vegetables. I don't want this misconception running rampant. I love Brussels sprouts.
Do you love your vegetables? Because it feels like we had to tell you to eat them.
And then when we told you to eat them, you were like, I thought Elena was going to eat them. Elena's not eating her vegetables. Why do I have to eat my vegetables? And then Ashley was like, well, Elena ate everything else that was on her plate. So she's allowed to eat
including
the plate. Yeah. She also did eat the plate.
She was licking the table when we found her.
It's so weird. Elena and I have two giant chomp marks out of the table, and we're both just like bending over and vomiting. And it's so weird. Mac
We've
has like a
so
full
much,
plate
and
of
I'm like
vegetables right in front
like,
of them.
I should eat the table. Sounds like I got a lot of wood to take care of.
And on that note.
On that note. Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. If you aren't already supporting us on there, it really makes a difference. We say it every time, but truly that's the only reason that this podcast is possible. There are three of us. We are queer women. Nobody wants to advertise with us because of all the clit talk.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamy. Edited by Danny Jewell. Executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever!